tomorrow.
And the program is 7 Second Delay, and we are joined with the host of 7 Second Delay, Andy Breckman.
Hey, Kenny.
Hey, Andy. How you doing?
I'm doing great now that I'm talking to you.
Oh, thanks. I feel the same way whenever I talk to you.
Hey, you know what we should do for a show tonight? I know we had an idea, but wait, I just had another idea.
Okay, what's the idea? What's the new idea?
I feel it's kind of exciting to be pitching you an idea for a topic 4 seconds into our show. But here's my idea. We could ask people, what are they doing while they're listening to us? Wait, have we ever done this?
No.
What else are you doing? I mean, everyone's multitasking. No one is just sitting in a chair staring at a wall listening to us.
That's probably true. Yeah, that's the great thing about radio.
That's the horrible thing about radio.
What do you mean? No, it's perfect. You can listen to it while you're driving.
Yeah.
You can listen to it while you're cooking, while you're doing the dishes.
But, you know, in the old days, you know, when in the golden age of radio, you've all seen pictures of the whole family gathered around staring at the big console.
Right.
You know, listening to radio. Those were the golden days of radio. Now, people are online. They're cooking. Right? They're writing emails, driving. You're right. No, they're listening to podcasts on subways and spin classes. You're right. No, people are always doing something else. They're always multitasking. The old days of just staring at the console in the living room.
Yeah, yeah. That ended a long, long time ago. That was like, you know, pre-television.
That must have been fun.
That was the 40s.
That must have been fun because Dad's sitting in the armchair, Mom's on the couch. I guess Mom was knitting, right? In the old pictures, in the classic iconic pictures.
Is this the new feminist Andy speaking?
Well, oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Mom was knitting very, very well.
That's better.
Mom is a beautiful knitter.
Right.
She was knitting everyone scarves and hats. And because I'm a feminist, I can. And then the kids were always sitting on the rug with their dog, and they're all just staring at the speaker.
Well, that's clearly not what's happening anymore. So you want to find out what people are doing now?
I don't know. Is that a show?
Yeah.
Wait, but how are you interested in what people are doing while they're listening to us?
Yeah, I'm interested in, you know, getting.
Wouldn't you say most people are driving?
That's what I'm interested in finding out. And I like the fact that it's a very dumb idea that anybody can participate in, because we had no idea what we were going to do. So let's do it, Andy.
That's how we roll. But wait. I'm sorry to throw a damper on this. And I'm so sorry, but now I'm thinking, I think we've done exactly this.
Well, we did something about driving. I think we just
We took a poll. It was like, what else are you doing? I think we did this.
All right, well, let's throw it out there. Did we do this idea? Because nobody knows better than our listeners. We did do something.
I would know if I listened to the show or paid attention or cared.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's keep dreaming.
Yeah, exactly. But it's vaguely familiar. Either we did it or somebody else did it and I heard it.
I do recall us doing something where we were trying to find out, I think, how many people were driving.
Well, that's what this is.
Yeah. So let us know either by calling us up or letting us know on the chat board whether we did this exact idea or not. We have Andy.
Do we have a plan? Do we have a plan B?
Yeah, plan B is our plan A.
Oh, what we discussed 10 minutes ago?
Yeah, that's plan A.
Aren't we pathetic?
Yeah. Where are you tonight?
I'm at my office in the Bronx, where mm-hmm. we're shooting our show.
Yeah.
Hey,
another thing I want to ask
as a favor to you and our listeners is not to talk about or even mention the Super Bowl, because I TiVo'd it, I recorded it, and I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, no spoilers. No spoilers on the Super Bowl.
I'm not. I might not get a chance this weekend. It might be a couple of weeks before I have the time to watch it.
Okay.
Although, how could Tom Brady lose? I mean, the man's a machine. The Patriots can't lose, I'm sure. But it'll be interesting to see how they win and how much they win by. Mm-hmm. It'll be interesting. I can't wait to watch the Super Bowl.
We did this idea. We did this exact idea. Yep.
Recently?
2012. Tell Us What You're Doing Right Now was the name of the show.
Wait, what year is it now?
It's 2017, 2018, somewhere around there.
Hold on. I can do the math. Hold on.
You have a calculator?
Hold on. You don't need a calculator. It's pretty simple. You write down the bigger number on the top, and then you write down the smaller number right under it.
Yeah, so we did this idea around 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So back
what
to
do you think?
Back to plan
what do you think,
A.
Buddy?
Yeah, back to plan A.
Oh, really? We can't repeat something we did 5 years ago?
I don't want to.
Johnny Carson did Karnak the Magnificent every 3 weeks.
Yeah, but that was a sketch. That was a sketch with new writing, new jokes.
How about this? Don't you want to see how the world has changed, how the dynamic has changed among our listeners in 5 years? How about we do it like we're taking it's an ongoing process. It's a poll that we do every 5 years.
You really want to do this, don't you?
Well, we've got nothing else.
Well, we have.
How about we want to chart what our listeners are doing. 5 years ago, what percentage of our listeners were driving?
It was a high percentage. It was much higher than we thought. All right, fine. Let's do it. 5 years ago, we didn't have a morning show. Now we have a morning show. Maybe we have a lot more people in their cars now.
We have a morning show?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, remember?
Tell me about it.
I think you're aware that the Jewish show is no longer on the air.
Oh, yes.
In the morning?
You purged Jews. Yes.
Right. You called it a pogrom, I think. I preferred to think of it as an amicable parting of the ways.
Yeah, that's what I believe. That's what they were saying in Munich in 1938.
Right.
We will initiate the amicable parting of the ways.
Well, that's what Kristallnacht was all about.
Exactly.
An amicable parting of... an amicable breaking of the glass.
Why don't we have one of our lines be a dedicated line for Jewish listeners? Would you agree to that?
I agree to that. Hang on.
Okay.
Hang on.
Okay.
Let's figure out. Can we reprovision the PMS hotline?
Yeah, this will be the Jew hotline.
Okay. Trying to make this happen. Hang on a second.
To compensate for Ken's pogrom.
209-0843.
What the hell? 209-0843. I think that's the Jewish hotline. Is that the old PMS hotline?
I don't know, but wait, what's the area code?
201.
201-209-2043.
No, 209-0843.
Oh, I misspoke.
Yeah, the
0843.
If you're one of the chosen people, we have a special phone line for you. That number is 201-209-0843.
And for the Goyim,
it's 201-209-9368. And Nick the Bard, no screening the Jewish hotline. Those people get right through.
It's a small compensation for the ordeals that the Jews have suffered over the centuries. But it's something. It's something. We're doing something.
You mean Hitler's amicable parting of the ways?
Yeah, we're doing something. Hitler's amicable parting of the ways, and then 55 years later, Ken Friedman's amicable parting of the ways.
Oh, man.
They say history repeats itself, and I believe it's true.
Okay, so
this is a something. It's a token, but it's something. It's a gesture. It's our way of saying sorry. We're giving you your own hotline. If you're what if you're only half Jewish?
It depends which half. You know.
That's right. It depends which half.
Yeah. If your mother was Jewish, you're Jewish.
If your mother was Jewish, here's the number: 201-209-0843.
Right.
If you're not Jewish, 201-209-9368. You might want to take a moment and call your mother. Ask her. Maybe it's never come up before.
You mean
in conversation?
Whether she was Jewish or not?
Yeah.
That kind of thing usually comes up.
Well, maybe you have more important things to talk about. Maybe you're an interesting family. Maybe you're a well-read, well-versed family.
Well, we have our first call, Andy. I guess, but the question is, what are you doing right now? What do you do when you listen? Okay. Hi,
what are you doing while you're listening to our show?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm Goyim.
Okay.
And I'm a real-time stenographer for deaf and hard of hearing at a university, and I'm editing. I listen to your show when I edit files, so, you know, clearing out all the typos.
So you're working, okay.
So you're at work.
It's easy work, so I can really enjoy your lovely banter.
Okay.
Even though I'm not from the same culture, maybe, because I'm Goyim.
All are welcome. All are welcome, although Jews get priority tonight.
Thank you, Goyim, caller number one.
So the question is, what are you doing right now? Everyone is multitasking, we assume. What percentage of you are driving? We're very curious. We have two numbers, if you're Jewish or...
The Jewish hotline is ringing.
Oh, they get priority.
Welcome to the airwaves. We're so happy you called.
You say shalom.
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 Shalom. Hello. And what's your name?
I'm Mia Cutler.
Hi, Leah. And what do you do when you listen to the show?
I'm making a pizza right now.
Cooking. Okay.
So you're cooking. Now, wait, we have to make you prove.
Latkes, because gosh dang the Jewish
That's right. I think she just proved she was Jewish. I was about to say, how can you prove that you're Jewish? You're a member of the tribe, but I believe she just did.
Yeah, she made a reference to latkes.
Right. No Goyim would know enough to refer to latkes.
And I haven't had them in a long time. But we bought all the stuff, and they go well together. So there you go.
And Andy, can you hear her?
I can.
Okay, good. Because whenever you Skype in, it seems like you can't hear the calls, but you can hear her.
I can hear her beautifully.
Okay.
Hey, Ken, what would you do, Ken? How would it change your world if we learn over the course of this hour that a majority of our listeners are Jewish.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Leah?
Mia.
Hi, Leah. Thank you for calling, honey.
Hi.
Hi.
Wait, is this a different call?
Yeah, the totally different call. And what are you doing?
And what do you say, Ken? You say shalom.
Shalom. Welcome to the Jewish...
And by the way, Ken, at the end of the call, you also say shalom. Isn't that funny?
That makes no sense.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah,
it's like one of those.
So.
It's like one of those worms with a head on either end.
So, Nia, the last call we got was from somebody.
Nia.
Yes, the last call we got was from somebody making latkes. What are you doing right now?
Pizza.
You're making a pizza. Okay.
Wait a minute. Wait. We just had this call.
No, we didn't.
This is exactly the same call.
No, it's not. Andy, you must be on a loop or something.
You must be on a loop. There. How's that for a comeback?
Bye, Nia.
That's Comedy Writing 101. If somebody accuses you of being on a loop, you just come right back at them. You're on a bigger loop.
Well, we have another.
You're on an MC Escher loop. Okay, if you're a member of the Chosen People, here's our special Jew hotline, 201-209-0843. Everybody else, you're on our regular line, 201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Jennifer, and I called on the regular line.
Oh, thanks for calling, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So we're home watching the fireplace. We have a fire going, and we're just sitting here listening to the radio.
Wow, active listening. I'm going to put that down as active listening.
Well, unless they're mesmerized by the fire, unless they're, like, obsessed with fire.
You're just enjoying
the sound of our voice.
Jennifer, I'd love to chat, but we have one of the Chosen People calling on the hotline.
Sorry, Jennifer, gotta go.
Okay.
Bye, Jennifer.
Bye. We got a Jew on line two.
Shalom.
Shalom, Havarim, shalom.
Havarim.
What the hell are you talking about?
Havarim, right back at you.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Yeah. I have to turn the radio. My name is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. And you're one of the Chosen People. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, well done, Deborah. And then what are you doing right now?
Eating a salad and theoretically, again, teaching an online course in business communication.
That's fantastic.
So I'm going to put you down as working.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
No, I know. She's not working.
She's eating and working.
You put her down as avoiding working, like everybody else.
Isn't that more accurate,
Deb? You're avoiding work?
Not that I'm avoiding it, but enough with these online students.
Yeah, I mean, she's actually grading papers or something. It sounds like she's not avoiding work at all. She's working.
I have to do it or they'll be very annoyed. And there's nothing worse than an annoyed online student.
I can't imagine anything worse.
Well, I can't.
Well, Deborah, good job with the work and the eating and great job on the Judaism thing. And we're going to go back to the regular number now. Thanks, Deborah.
Right.
The regular number for non-chosen people is 201-209-9368. And our chosen people Judaica hotline is 201-209-0843.
Ken, what? We have more Jews than not listening to us. I believe that's true.
No, it's half and half. It's half.
I know, but what does that mean? What are Jews? It's 4% of the population? 6%?
Yeah, 4 to 6%, something like
that. Well, what does that say about you and me? We must be so damn Semitic. It must be oozing out of us.
Oh, Patrick, hang on a second. We were just about to talk to Patrick, but now there's somebody ringing the Jewish hotline. Shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom.
And what's your name?
Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Hello.
Congratulations on the Judaism thing.
And what are you doing, Peter, while you're listening to us?
I'm driving a car.
Driving.
There it is. Our there first driver.
It took, the line was busy for quite a while.
Oh. That's right. Well, we have lots of Jews listening. But thank you for your persistence. That's one thing you got to love about the Jews. They're persistent.
Put me through right away.
Also, as you know, they control the media. Those are the two qualities we love about the Jews.
And they make latkes.
They make latkes.
Yeah. Thank you, Peter. We're going to free up the Jewish hotline, and we're going to go back to Patrick in Milltown. Hi, Patrick.
Hi. I'm just calling to tip the scales in favor of the Gentiles.
Hold on, Patrick.
And what are you doing, Patrick?
Are there any Jews calling?
Yes, there are. Patrick, quick, what are you doing?
No. You got to go.
From work.
Driving.
Jews
okay.
Priority.
Thanks, Patrick.
Hang on, Patrick.
And we go over to the Jewish hotline. Shalom.
Manishma. I'm Jewish.
Manishma, right back at you.
Very good. How are you?
Yeah. Ababa.
Okay.
That means dad is coming.
Oh, you speak more Hebrew than I do. Okay.
Yeah.
Ha-ha-ka-ha.
How about this? Ababa. That means dad is coming and he's bringing a sheep.
With the Flintstones.
Yeah. Thank you, Ken.
You're welcome. And what are you doing, my chosen friend?
I just had a blowtorch and I like a kitchen one, and I was lighting candles. But I have to say, for the first couple times now, I'm stoned right now.
Mm-hmm. So you're lighting candles?
I was lighting candles, yeah, but I've got osteoarthritis, and my friend gave me something, so it's helped the pain.
Oh, he gave you some medical marijuana.
Exactly.
Okay.
So you are truly the chosen one.
So I don't know what category. I guess I'll just put you into we'll make a stoned category.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stoned and housework.
Stoned and housework. Okay.
Okay.
Stone shoes.
Thank
you. You gotta love those stone shoes.
Okay, the Jewish hotline is 201-209-0843. And for Gentiles, the phone number is 201-209-9368. We just want to find out what you're doing right now. The categories are working, cooking, active listening, driving, and being stoned. Those are the five categories we have so far.
So far.
Yeah. Oh, I hope.
Ken, I'm so interested to know the breakdown by religion. I'm just so interested.
I'm not keeping track of that.
Well, but most of our calls have been on the Jewish hotline.
And it's ringing again.
And being stoned.
Shalom. And welcome to the air. Please turn down your radio.
Please turn your radio up.
No, turn your radio down.
I'd like to hear your radio a little louder, please.
Are you there?
Hi, we're here.
Yeah. Jewish hotline, right?
Jewish hotline.
Yeah.
Welcome, my chosen friend.
Wait, are you sure this guy's Jewish? Yeah, finish this sentence. Baruch atah.
I'm driving.
Okay, but finish that sentence. Baruch atah.
What's the what?
The next word after that. The next Hebrew word. Baruch atah blank. I think he's cheating, Andy. I'm hanging up on him.
I think he is.
Yeah.
I think he is.
Okay.
Well, now that skews all our results. Yeah. Do you think that's been widespread?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, we're Gentiles. I'm currently driving.
Okay.
My wife is, she's getting drunk.
Okay.
So that's the category.
I'm going to put one person in the driving category and one person in the stoned category.
That confirms my theory. I've been saying it for years. Gentiles love to drink, and Gentiles love to drive.
To drink and to drive.
They can
love
do,
drinking.
Yep. That,
well,
it
thank
often happens.
And driving.
It often coincides.
Thank you, my Gentile friend. We don't think less of you because you are not Jewish. We just think of you less often.
All right.
Okay.
Good night.
Have a good night. Okay, more Gentiles calling. Hi, you're on the air.
I heard you make the wife laugh, Ken. Isn't that the greatest thrill of all time?
Yeah, it is.
To make a guy's wife laugh. It's like saying,
I can't believe I
it's
got
like
through.
Saying, it's like saying you married the wrong guy. You should have married me. You should have married a Jew. We can make you laugh.
Wow, that's an interesting interpretation.
We can make you laugh, honey. We can do something your husband can't do.
Welcome to the air, my Gentile friend. What are you doing right now?
A long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thanks,
doing
buddy.
Housework and getting stoned.
Housework? Okay.
And getting stoned.
So we'll housework. We didn't really have that. So I'm going to put down housework.
I think he's more stoned than he is involved in the housework.
Well, I'm going to put one half in the stoned column and one half in the housework column.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you. And we have another Gentile. Hi, yeah. you're on the air.
We should give these numbers out again, but hi.
Hi, I'm cooking. That's the thing I'm doing. And that's not housework.
No, it's not. Cooking is different.
Yes.
And what's your name?
Trey,
thank you very much. Where are you calling from, Trey?
Burlington, Vermont.
All right.
It's snowing like cats and dogs.
Oh, really? Lucky yes. you.
Yes. This confirms my theory. Chicks in Vermont love to cook.
It's true. We do.
Exactly. I've known it for years.
Well, thanks for calling, Trey.
Sure.
Okay, bye-bye. Our phone number for Gentiles is 201-209-9368. And the Jewish hotline is 201-209-0843. And the Jewish hotline is ringing right now. Shalom. Welcome to
Shalom.
The air.
Hello?
Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you for calling the Jewish hotline. What are you doing right now?
I'm finishing up some work.
Okay, working.
Working a little late tonight.
Jews love to work.
Yeah,
that's how they make their gelt.
People.
Yeah. They love the gelt, Ken. The work leave the more you work, the more gelt you get.
Ever since we were in Egypt, it was ingrained in us.
Gelt and matzah. That's it.
Yes. Yes.
Gelt and matzah. Okay, so that's it's another vote for working
for working
while you listen.
Well, thank you, my Jewish friend.
And then we say shalom as we say goodbye, Ken.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Shalom.
And now you hang up.
I hung up.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It is crazy. Can we also say shalom in the middle of the call?
You can say shalom all day long. I think that's what they do.
Wow. Then when do they make the gelt?
Shalom means hello. Shalom means goodbye.
Uh-huh.
Shalom means it looks like rain. Shalom means, is there an ATM down this way? Shalom means almost anything.
Damn. Thanks for learning me all the Jewish stuff, Andy.
Shalom means you got something hanging from your nose right there.
Uh-huh.
Shalom means, no, the other side. A typical conversation could go like this. Shalom, 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 shalom.
Well, the Gentile line is ringing. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes.
Hi.
This is Ratty. I'd like to report that I'm planting lettuce and spinach.
You're planting?
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Are you outside?
You're not well-versed in the horticultural area, I suspect.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, sir. Wait, where are you?
Well, no, I'm not outside. It's dark, and it's frozen. Come on.
So you're in a greenhouse?
I'm in my office.
Okay.
But, I'm just throwing some lettuce seeds down, and I'm going to put them under the lights. And,
yeah.
March comes, I'll be having a salad.
Right, because now's the time to get your seeds germinating, right?
Wait a minute. In your office?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of an office. It's a den. How about a den? Can we call it a den?
You call it whatever you want, but this is not something a Jew would ever do. You must be calling on the Goyim hotline.
Jew hotline? Oh, my God.
You know, you didn't call the Jew hotline.
Well,
Andy,
I hope not.
Andy, this is what Jews would be doing. Right now, you take the best marijuana seeds that you found in the last 9 months, and you germinate them right now. So that in March and April, you can put them in the ground.
No, oh, that's not right.
No, that's not right?
Not right, no. You grow them now so you can bring them up, and then you turn the lights down so you can sex them. And then you grow them up, and then you clone them.
Uh-huh.
And you put them in the ground like in June. If you put them in the ground too soon, they'll blossom right away, and they're really short, and you don't get much.
Wow. This guy knows his stuff.
He sure does.
This particular area, yes.
Well, thank you, Mr. Gentile Gardener.
You're quite welcome. I enjoy your show.
Thank you. Hi, you're on the
air. Well, there you go. It's like you have a new mentor there, Ken.
Yeah.
You can learn a lot from that guy.
I always would plant them like in April, like as soon as I was sure there weren't going to be any more frosts. This guy, that's a whole new concept. Don't put them in the ground until June. Interesting.
That guy took you to school.
Yeah.
So wait, we should give the numbers out again. Our chosen people, our Jewish friends, 201-209-0843, and for our non-Jews, for the Goyim, you're calling our regular line, 201-209-9368. Wouldn't you say our callers have been half and half, 50% Jewish, Ken?
Yeah, about that, yep. But right now we have a Gentile on the line. Welcome to the air.
They're welcome, too.
Patrick in Brooklyn, you're on the air.
Oh, it's not Patrick, it's Fletcher.
That's hey, cool. Fletcher.
You sound... So I'm sort of having out my wife. My kids are Jewish because my wife is Jewish, and she didn't tell me how that works.
Ah, okay. And what are you doing? Because we have Jewish people calling. We got to get to them.
I'm driving. I'm delivering coffee. I'm working and driving.
Driving. Okay. So I'm going to put you down as half driving and half working.
Yeah, people are waiting for their coffee. We'll let you go.
Okay. Shalom. Welcome to the air.
Okay. And what are you doing?
Shalom. Ugh. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
I'm a gentle Gentile, and I'm doing my hair.
Doing her hair.
Doing her hair. That's a new category.
Yeah, it's a whole new category. What?
Primping. This confirms my theory. Gentile chicks, they love to primp.
It's true. It's the beauty. I put it under beauty.
Okay, I'm going to put that under beauty. That's a good catch-all category. Yeah.
Thank you.
And now, who are you primping for? What lucky guy?
Oh, I'm primping for work.
And where do you work?
I work at Lush.
At where?
It's called Lush. It's like they sell bath bombs.
Oh, I know Lush very well. Oh, my God. We've spent so much money at that place. Are you at the Short Hills Mall?
No, I'm at the Willowbrook Mall.
Dear God, and that place, my wife takes baths. The bath costs $45. those stupid bath bombs.
Well, if you see the blue-haired person, tell her to come to me.
Yeah, I'm sure. Okay, I will.
And what's your name?
Well, I don't have to tell her that. She's very attracted to any blue-haired person.
What's your name again, blue-haired person?
Nina.
Nina. Okay, so Andy, tell Beth to look for Nina at Lush at the Willowbrook Mall.
Can do. We'll see you there, Nina.
Thanks, Nina.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, so here's what we got, Andy, so far. We're asking everybody what they're doing. 3.5 people are working. 2 are cooking. 1 active listening. 3.5 driving. 2.5 stoned or drunk or getting there. 1.5 housework. 1 gardening and 1 engaging in beauty activities.
I've never been prouder. You know who I love? You know who I love to think about is the active listening. The couple just sitting in a dark living room looking at the fire, listening to me trying to be funny.
Yeah, man, because when I'm dealing with fires at home, I don't have time to listen. I'm actively burning things.
You're actively trying to put them out.
No, I'm burning incriminating documents. I have a whole pile of documents next to the fireplace, and every time we have a fire, I'm very...
That's your kindling?
Carefully and methodically burning all the papers that might...
All the evidence of the tax fraud?
Yeah, anything that might get me nailed.
Going back really to your first FMU marathon is when the fraud started.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I have to just, there's a lot of.
Hey, when is your next fraud fest?
The WFMU fundraising marathon, which is this year fraud free, is March 4th through 18th. Hey.
We are now 85% fraud free.
Shalom. Welcome to the air.
Hello, this is Eli from the middle of farmland, Illinois.
Eli, so glad you called.
Wait, we have a Jew from Illinois on a farm in Illinois?
I grew up in Indiana, actually, and then I moved to farmland, Illinois.
Oh, there's a lot of Jews in Illinois, Andy.
Well, that doesn't make any sense. A farm in Illinois with a Jew? Wait, and what kind of farm is it? Do you own the farm?
No, I actually go to school. I go to university surrounded by farms.
Andy, he might be one of them self-hating Jews.
One of them? You mean there's...
Doesn't sound like it.
Well, Eli, what are you doing right now as you're listening?
Yeah, well, you're multitasking like everyone else. What are you doing?
Right. Well, I'm doing homework.
Homework?
I think he said whore. Work.
No, I think he said homework.
I think he's looking for whores.
No, that would be hoe work. He said home. Oh. Homework.
Oh, homework. I'm sorry. I misunderstood.
Homework. Well, thank you, Eli. I hate to hang up on one of the chosen people, but there's a Gentile calling.
That's understandable. Thank you.
Do you think pimps, when they have to, like, talk to their whores and keep their whores in line, do you think they say to their other pimps, Hey, I got to go home and do some whore work.
No, they say hoe work.
Hoe work, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm behind on my hoe work.
Jesus, Andy.
And then that's cool because anyone overhearing it would think, oh, he's working at school. He's doing homework.
Yeah. What a diligent guy.
What a diligent guy.
Hi, you're on
it's
the air.
Brilliant.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I can tell this is the Goyim hotline.
Yeah.
And what's because Jews don't say what's up. It's never been said by a Jew.
I know a couple of Jews who said what's up.
I'd like to meet them. They're fakes. They're phonies.
No,
they're not Jews.
No, they're nice guys.
I'd like to see them with their pants down just to prove it.
I think shalom. Well, okay. Shalom means what's up, doesn't it?
I've never heard that. Hey, greeting, shalom. Right? Like, what's up?
Well, anyway, my Gentile friend, what are you up to right now?
Right now, I'm watching South Park and enjoying some delicious recreational weed.
Okay.
Wait a minute. You're watching South Park. What? And wait, with the sound down?
No. Well, yeah, it's at
muted?
A reasonable volume. I didn't want to. Hey, you want to hear it?
No, wait. So you're listening to both?
Yeah. Listening to both.
Really kind of annoys me.
So you're listening to South Park with our also and you also have our program on at the same time?
No. I drove home from work listening to your program and I don't want to play with my phone and drive, so I just called in afterwards.
I see. I got it. So you're not really listening right now.
No.
All right. So I'm gonna put half in the stoned column and half in the driving column. I think that's more accurate.
That sounds fair.
Okay.
More than fair.
All right, well, have
thank
a good
you,
show.
And keep up the great non-Jewish work you've been doing there. The Jewish hotline is 201-209-0843, and for Gentiles, it's the brand-new number at 201-209-9368. You still there, Andy?
Yeah, don't you want to know what I'm doing while I'm listening?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Nothing. I'm paying attention. I'm focusing on the show. What's our topic?
We call that active listening.
Call that active lying. No. What's our topic, though? We always have a topic.
The topic is, what are you doing right now?
Oh, yes. That's a great topic.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are you doing right now, people? And then what else do we say?
Well, then we have the Jewish hotline thing happening.
Oh, hey, Jews, call the hotline.
Yeah, 201-209-0843. Don't say what's up, because then we'll know you're not really Jewish.
You can say, yeah, don't say what's up.
Hi, you're on the air.
That's the clue.
Am I on the air?
You are on the air. What's up?
All right. Hi, Ken.
Hi.
Hi. It's I'm calling from Norway.
Oh, who is this? Is this Bjorn?
I'm cooking.
And what's your name? Is this Bjorn?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Bjorn.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Bjorn. Bjorn, how many friends of yours, how many of your close friends, your 10 closest friends are Jewish?
None of them.
Exactly. None of them.
Yeah.
God bless you for that.
He's in Norway.
you are yeah. truly blessed. Now, is that
There's
why you decided to still stay in Norway?
Can you repeat the question for Bjorn, Andy?
No, I'm just breaking his chops. So Bjorn is cooking while he's listening?
The sound is really low.
Bjorn, what are you cooking?
I'm making a broth.
Broth?
From deer meat. I'm planning on making a kind of a Nordic ramen.
Wow.
From deer meat.
Where did you get the deer meat?
I did some Thailand for a guy, and he gave me some deer meat instead of money for the job.
What did you do for him?
Some Thailand.
You did Thailand. It's bartered deer meat.
This is not a Jew. This is not. You are the opposite of a Jew.
That's
he did some Thailand for a guy instead of money. The guy gave him deer meat.
Venison.
And now he's cooking the deer meat.
He's making it into broth.
He's making it into broth. He's the opposite of me in every way. He's a real man.
Bjorn, keep up the great work with the bartering and the broth.
All right, thank you. Have a nice night.
Thanks for calling.
It's a cashless society. That confirms my theory about Norway.
Yeah. They know what they're doing.
In Norway,
they don't suck up to the man. They barter.
Well, 8 pounds of deer meat equals 3 hours of tiling.
You know, what's weird is that listener Andy came and did a whole bunch of tiling at WFMU today.
And how much deer meat did you give him?
I didn't give him enough, apparently. I didn't give him enough to make broth. I feel bad.
You've got to make enough, to make broth.
I know.
All right, the Goyim phone line, that is our regular phone line, 201-209-9368. If you're one of the chosen people, if you're in the tribe, 201-209-0843. We only have a couple minutes left.
And back to the Gentiles. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, guys. I'm a Goy, and I dated you. I should have called.
Uh-huh.
Called the other one.
You're dating a Jew, okay, but you're a Goy. And what are you doing right now?
I'm working.
Okay, working.
I'm working, and I wanted to say that when I first turned it on at 6,
mm-hmm.
I thought I heard Chris Christie speaking, and it wasn't Ken.
No, that wasn't me.
No offense.
That was not me.
It was not you.
It was Andy.
So who else could it be?
Yeah, that was Andy.
It might have been me. Now, when you say you're working, what kind of work is that?
Architecture. Drawing.
Wow, we need those architects. If it wasn't for you guys, we'd all be outside all the time. Am I right?
Yes, we... Oh, Andy, the Jewish hotline is ringing. We got to go.
I'm living in the woods. Okay, bye, guys. Okay.
Yeah, we'd be getting wet every time it rains if it wasn't for the architects.
Shalom.
Shalom.
And what's your name?
Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
And you know, I'm a Jew from Brooklyn. Can you believe it?
I believe it.
And I'm doing a very classic Jewish activity.
Making latkes?
Can I guess what that is?
No, I didn't do my latke party this year. No, I am
shaking down the tenants in your tenement?
And the CSS profile for my daughter's financial aid applications for college.
Give us that again. Oh, you're doing a financial aid application.
I'm redoing them.
Oh, right, because Jews are so cheap, so they're asking for financial aid.
Because I put in all the wrong numbers.
Okay.
Now let me ask you this.
Okay.
How truthful is your application for financial aid? There's never been one that's 100% truthful. Would you say it's 95% truthful?
Well, it could be.
Yeah. What kind of numbers are you fudging there? What are you leaving out? There's
some income you're... I'm changing the value of the property I own in the highly inflated real estate market of Brooklyn.
Right. Oh, I see. You've lowballed that number.
Well, I used a different calculation than I originally used.
Well, from a pure
tax assessment.
Yeah, purely from an accounting point of view, you should only list that at the acquisition cost.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did I know this? I didn't. I should have called you before.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now.
You mean they're not asking for its current value?
No, you would never list it at the market value.
No, what an idiot.
Acquisition cost, that's generally accepted accounting principles.
Wait, I'm sorry. Do
so
you mean if
I'm
you
not
bought a
Jew
house
anymore.
Do you mean if you bought a house in 1957, mm-hmm. you could list that house as worth $6,000?
Yes, acquisition cost. Yep.
Or, you know, what if I had to sell it tomorrow really fast? I mean, the price the value of your house is what you can sell it for.
This confirms my theory. You Jews are crafty.
But all I'm right. not. I'm an idiot because I didn't know this.
Well, I'm putting you down in the category of being cheap.
That is not true. I am very generous.
Okay, so then what category should I put you down in terms of what you're doing right now? We have
a really good mom.
Working.
She's
okay.
She's being a parent. It's parenting.
Parenting. Okay,
good
there
parent.
We go. Parenting.
Yeah.
Okay, new category, yeah. Parenting.
Good luck. Good luck to your daughter in college, and good luck to you with the getting some kind of getting some kind of student loan or some kind of.
I know. Thank you.
Shalom.
Good luck.
Shalom.
And shalom.
Back to the Gentile line. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Ken.
Thanks for
Andy.
Calling.
It's, Lori, it's Liam's mom calling.
Oh, hi,
Lori. How are you? How's Liam doing?
Liam's doing great. Thanks for asking. He's doing fine. I hope he's listening, or if he's not, he'll listen tomorrow because it's the middle of the night in Denmark.
Oh, that's right. He's out. He's still out there working for the Lego Corporation?
Lego Foundation. Uh-huh. Yes, he is.
Hey, great. Hey, tell Liam when you talk to him that the game he helped us with is being published soon.
Is that true, Andy?
Yes, it is true.
Which game is that, Andy?
It's called It Dies With Me, and we gave Liam a credit, and we gave him a few dollars for his help. He had a great little mechanic, a gaming mechanic that we used.
Cool.
Oh,
wow.
I'm going to have to tell him. Well, maybe he'll be listening tomorrow and he'll hear this.
That'd be great. Well, thank him for me.
So, Liam's mom, what are you doing right now as you're listening?
I'm shopping for a bathroom cabinet.
So you're doing online shopping?
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm looking for ideas. I'm not buying anything. Just
okay.
Oh, there's no decision. There's no decision more important in a woman's life than the style of your bathroom cabinet.
I am not that woman, believe me.
Oh, no. You got to be very, very careful. Don't rush into any big decisions like that.
Okay. All right. Will do.
Okay.
All right,
and
thanks.
Call us after you make your decision.
Please
call
I'll
us.
Send you pictures.
Tell us the brand and the model and the style number of the bathroom cabinet you've locked in on, and we can all go online and take a look for ourselves.
Why, Andy? What kind of bathroom cabinet did you put in your $300,000 bathroom?
Wow!
I actually don't like my bathroom cabinet at all. It's supposed to close with a magnet. And stay closed, but it often does not stay
closed.
Doesn't
work.
That's a true story. I couldn't make that up. I'm not a good enough writer to make that stuff up. That is a true story.
You could remagnetize the magnet.
Oh, shut up. You don't know what the hell you're talking about.
All right, thanks, Liam.
You're talking through your ass.
The Jewish hotline is 201-209-0843. The Gentiles.
Isn't it 7 o'clock?
Not yet, no. Time stands still in Hunts Point. I thought you knew that.
Hasn't this show been going on for 4 hours?
Nope. We have a few minutes to go.
Dear God.
And here's where the stats are right now. Working, 4.5 people. Cooking, 3. Active listening, 1. Driving, 4 people. Being stoned or drunk or getting there, 3. Housework, 0.5. Online activities, 1. Parenting, 1. Homework, 1. Beauty, 1. And gardening, 1. So it's actually a wide range, Andy.
Yeah, fascinating show.
Not as dominated by drivers as I thought.
Well, maybe drivers are so bored with the program, they've driven off the road, off the cliff,
off a
bridge.
Yeah.
Maybe they've intentionally been driving into trees. Because they're so bored with what they've been forced to listen to.
Anyway,
if you're not Jewish, our regular phone line, 201-209-9368.
Hey, shout out to Scott in Alameda for the hard work he's been doing in designing the 7-second delay beer that we're working on.
Oh, that's going to be our big premium giveaway?
Yep.
That's your annual fraud fest.
Yep, 7-second delay IPA, and it's looking beautiful, tasting great.
So these are going to be stickers you could put on. You could buy a 6-pack of beer, and throw these stickers onto the cans. There'll be 6 different stickers.
Yep.
Oh, that's pretty. That sounds like fun.
Yeah, and Scott's doing a great job on it. Thank you, Scott.
Hey, what did you think of Josh's idea? My son Josh's idea.
Oh, that's a pretty crazy idea. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be great.
I've been thinking about it while I'm pretending to listen and talk to you.
Yeah, Andy's son Josh had this idea that we transcribe hundreds of episodes of 7-second delay and then feed it into an AI program, an artificial intelligence program, so that and then feed the artificial intelligence program.
It will generate a generic episode of 7-second delay.
Right. And then I guess he wants to somehow make it so that it's even you and me talking. It's a very, very ambitious idea.
But if all he does is generate that script, I would be happy to read that script.
Well, but to hear him today, he was talking as though...
Well, he's so ambitious. But yeah. I would be happy just to read the pages that are generated if you and I would just commit to staying on script.
But one thing he already did a year ago is we did an entire show of text-to-speech. So we don't even need to be there. We just need to find voices that, you know, sort of sound marginally like ourselves.
And this could be our retirement plan.
Yeah, the show could keep going forever.
Oh, my God. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's the greatest gift a son could give a father.
Immortality?
Immortality. This show could go on for centuries every Wednesday. Wouldn't it be funny if robots are doing a show and still every third show is a repeat for some reason?
Oh, hey, Andy, we're having a meetup at Monty Hall Saturday night. Are you going to come?
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it. Wait, hold on. Are you talking about this Saturday night?
This Saturday night, yeah.
Too bad. Oh, I got plans.
Oh, well, I'm going.
Oh, okay. Well, then I don't need to go. Will you promise me you won't tell me what happened or what it was about?
Well, you'll be there in spirit. We do have a stand-up Andy.
Nope, I can't even be there in spirit. That's how busy I am.
We have a stand-up Andy Breckman. We have an Andy Breckman statue.
No, even my stand-up Andy Breckman, my cardboard cutout is busy.
Well,
sorry.
You know what happened to your cardboard cutout that's in the men's room?
Tell me what happened to my cardboard cutout that you put in the men's room.
Somebody cut the head off.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And the body is covered with stickers and graffiti. But you can pose with it if you like. We're showing the Road movie. It's Andy. It's a brand new feature-length movie made up of nothing but Russian dash cam footage.
What time does it start?
It starts at 7:30, Saturday night, at Monty Hall.
Yeah.
43 Montgomery Street. And as an extra bonus, Andy Breckman will not be there.
Why don't you have a bowl of chipped and broken glass, of shards of glass in the lobby,
uh-huh.
So people can have a choice. They can either watch your Russian Road movie, or they could go to the lobby and chew glass. It's a tough decision.
Done. It'll be another interesting...
A lot of people on the fence about that one.
Another interesting experiment.
Are you really going to be there in Monty Hall watching the Russian Road movie?
Yeah, I can't wait. You obviously have...
Wait a minute. I invited you to watch the Super Bowl last Sunday.
Yeah, my son was in town.
Yeah. You had some excuse. You had some reason you couldn't make it.
My son was in town just for 2 days. I wanted to hang out with him.
Spotless.
Plus, I didn't really want to see the Super Bowl. Are you there? Ah, Andy, I think we lost you.
Oh, I must have hit mute.
Oh, there you are.
But this thing you'll go and see.
You've obviously never seen Russian dash cam footage. It's freaking amazing. You understand, like, every Russian has a dash cam, has a camera in his car.
Yeah.
And the stuff that happens on the roads there is pretty incredible. Go to YouTube and look up Russian dash cam.
I'm not going to go to YouTube and look up Russian dash cam.
It's amazing stuff.
I have a job and a family. Oh my, what a sad, sad world.
And yet you go to Pornhub and you search for reverse cowgirl.
Pornhub reverse.
You search for.
What a sad world.
You search
Honey,
for.
I gotta go to Jersey City and watch some Russian dash cam footage. I'll be home around. Don't wait up, honey.
It was made by Dmitry Kalashnikov. It's Dmitry Kalashnikov's latest movie.
Ken, you're going to be there alone.
I'm not going to be there
you
alone.
You are going to.
No,
Ken, no
I'm not.
No one else is going.
No, because there's a cardboard cutout of Andy Breckman that's missing his head. So I won't be there alone at all.
If I was there with you in the studio right now, I'd give you the biggest hug. You sad, sad man.
I think it's going to be sold out, to tell you the truth. I don't know if you heard me. It's the latest film by Dmitry Kalashnikov. Kalashnikov? The rifle manufacturer?
Oh, he's heir to the rifle fortune?
Yes, there you go. The Russian dash cam movie was financed with money from the sale of Kalashnikovs.
Great, Ken.
All right.
Hey, so, I had so much fun. Thanks for inviting me to join you.
Yeah, thanks for phoning it in. Are you going to be able?
It's what I do, my friend. It's what I do.
Are you going to be able to phone it in again next week? I hope.
I'm gonna make every conceivable effort.
Oh, good.
I love you, Ken.
I love you more, Andy.
Bye-bye.
Bye. This is WFMU East Orange. Where the hell's Andy? WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at WFMU.org. And it's true, we are having a listener meetup Saturday night at Monty Hall. Doors open at 7. The Road Movie by Dmitry Kalashnikov, featuring nothing but Russian dash cam mayhem, begins at 7:30. Hope to see you there. Stay tuned for an encore broadcast of In Real Life with Emily and Kim Zilla.
Evening lifers. You're listening to In Real Life. I'm Emily.
And I'm Kim Zilla. Guess what day it is? It's Emily's birthday!
It's my birthday! Yay!
We're having a birthday party! It's a very special birthday party episode!
We even have a special visitor with us in the station.
Ooh, DJ Sashu!
So for my birthday episode, I really wanted to play It's My Party and I'll Cry If I Want To over and over again for the whole hour. But Kim said we can't do that because somebody already took my idea.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Canon like the 70s. Jeez, Ken.
So instead,
have a theme. We have a theme.
It's birthday suits.
Birthday suits.
Are you wearing your birthday suit?
I am wearing my birthday suit.
Are you wearing your birthday suit?
Yes!
I'm also wearing some tights and a skirt and a shirt and a sweater and some boots over it.
It's all about being cozy. It's all about layering.
That's the look.
So with that being said, the birthday suits kind of got translated into an episode about nudism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we actually interviewed some real life nudists.
Or naturists.
Naturists. And, you know, some say that the word can be used interchangeably. Some people really identify one way or the other. This was one topic in particular that I really didn't know anything about. I wasn't even sure how
even
many
you do it every
nudists.
Day.
Yeah, like in the shower.
But yeah, social nudity is something that I think a lot of people do and a lot of people don't talk about. So in typical in real world style.
In real world. This is the real world. It's a completely different show than you expected.
It is, because there's three
gonna
people
It's going to be
here.
Nudists fighting, and we're going to have somebody's going to throw a drink in somebody's face. Is that what happens on the real world? I clearly have never watched it. I have no idea. I assume people get drinks thrown in each other's faces. Probably some hair pulling.
Yeah, and secret conversations in closets, confessional booths.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have some confessional booth thingies later in the show. Also, if you have a nudist story, if you've ever been to a nudist colony or camp, or if you have ever been to a nudist party, or if you are a nudist, or if you're interested in, I don't know, if you have a story about nudism, you can call us here. Our number is 201-209-9368, and if we have some time at the end of the show, we just might talk to you.
Yeah, we do have a jam-packed show.
We do. Yeah.
Also log on to WFMU.org and follow along to the playlist section.
Yeah.
There's some lovely comments from our lovely lifers.
Yeah. Aw, thanks, guys. Y'all are so sweet. Okay.
Hey.
Should we listen to Ed?
Let's listen to Ed.
Let's talk to Ed.
Nudists have to have a sense of humor. My name's Ed. I live in Clifton, New Jersey with my wife, Debbie. We've been nudists for probably going on 40 years. We currently belong to Sky Farm, which is a nudist community located in Liberty Corner, New Jersey, which is right next to Basking Ridge in Bedminster Township. It's about 40 minutes from here. And I was born and raised in New York City, educated in college and high school in Manhattan. A local boy, lived here all my life, consider myself a New Yorker, even though I live in New Jersey. Nudism to me is a way to relax in a stress-free environment. You actually, I find, get more out of being nude when you're in the proper recreational settings, such as swimming, boating, camping, even at resorts. My wife and I have been to resorts from Australia through Hawaii, through California. It's on nude cruises, and it's just so much friendlier with the people you're with. People are more open because they don't have the encumbrances of traipsings of clothes and jewelry and so on. And it's definitely, it's when you remove your clothes in an environment outside, whether it's to swim or walk around or just hike in the woods, you've like dropped your work skin, your outside the world skin, and you just feel lighter. You feel lighter. It's in addition to getting your daily allotment of vitamin D, which is provided free from the sunlight, it's a tremendous stress-relieving mechanism to deal with life.
It sounds like from what you're saying, there's a pretty heavy emphasis on being outdoors. I guess that's why it's also sometimes referred to as naturism.
I think so. Those words are used kind of synonymously, but yet they mean slightly different things. And I've never been able myself to express how to differentiate it other than that I'm a nudist and I like to be in nature. Yes, a lot of it is outdoors. A lot of it is centered in the southern, more warmer regions.